Lateral view. From the side, table 15-9. See figure 15-1b, the examiner should note whether the following conditions hold true. 1. The earlobe is in line with the tip of the shoulder, acromion process, and the high point of the iliac crest. This line is the lateral line of reference dividing the body into front and back halves. See figure 15-1b. If the chin pokes forward, an excessive lumbar lordosis may also be present. This compensatory change is caused by the body's attempt to maintain the center of gravity in the normal position. 2. Each spinal segment has a normal curve, figure 15-31. Large gluteus maximus muscles or excessive fat may give the appearance of an exaggerated lordosis. The examiner should look at the spine in relation to the sacrum, not the gluteal muscles. Likewise, the scapulae may give the illusion of an increased kyphosis in the thoracic spine, especially if they are flat and the patient has rounded shoulders. 3. The shoulders are in proper alignment. If the shoulders droop forward, that is, the scapulae protract, rounded shoulders are indicated. This improper alignment may be caused by